walked into the main office of Universal Pictures, looked directly into the CEO's eyes and said, I will be making history. Ladies and gentlemen, this is history. Wicked just might be the best musical film of all time. Yes, I... Cousins, we got to get into it. We got to get into it. Now, as promised from my past session, I did say that I would be back to do a review on Wicked, and I'm a man of my word. So, yes, we are going to dive full into it. I'm going to try to keep this as spoiler-free as possible. But, yes, Cousins, come on in. We got to discuss Wicked. And for those of you that watched... Oh, my God. Yes, so much to process. It was just beyond anything I could possibly imagine. So, wonderful job. Just to get that out the way. Incredible job to the cast, crew, anyone that was involved in this film. It was just incredible, beyond amazing. And if you have not seen it, I definitely recommend seeing it in theaters, because the experience you get there will be it will be so worth the nearly 3 hours that you will be in your seat. It is worth it. Yes. Tens across the board, A++. It's incredible, and we are going to, we're gonna get into some things today as far as the film, and also some messages and some highlights that I left the film with, or just wanted to just go over with you all. For me, it's not too early to crown Wicked as the greatest musical of all time, because I can just tell you from what I saw, it's pretty much got it. I haven't fully been this impressed with a musical as far as a film since Chicago or Dreamgirls or Hairspray. Those are the only three that come to mind immediately that I can think of that just were beyond amazing to see from a film perspective of from it going from Broadway to film. So yes, those three are definitely the only ones that I can think of that just really translated so well on film and just leveled up the stage version. So yes, Wicked, wow. I get it. To all the Wicked fans that might be listening, yes, I get it. And I understand now. This musical is just the nuances, the way everything just goes together as far as the ensemble, the choreography, the words. It's just, you just feel so much. You feel so full because you feel anger, you feel happiness, you smile, you want to dance, you want to scream. It takes you on this emotional roller coaster that is just beyond everything. The set, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, most of this set is not CGI. I know there's some CGI in the film, but I believe that majority of what we are seeing is actually real. And that is crazy because there are so many moments where you're just immersed into Shiz University and you just feel like you are right there next to the students. You feel like you're in the dorms with Elphaba and Glinda. Like it's so massive, but at the same time, it's just so realistic looking to the point where it's like you don't really question the set. You just believe it. You just believe whatever you're seeing. It almost kind of takes me to that moment on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where they first, for the cast actually, sees the set for the first time. Like what we see is their initial reaction to that set with the candy props. And you know, now looking back, it looks like, okay, you know, clearly, you know, if it was done now, it would definitely look more grand. But even still, just at in that time period, seeing that set, it was just so impressive to even just think to even make that and take that from your brain to a piece of paper to actually building it. So yes, that was very impressive, and it kind of took me into that feeling of when I first saw Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and I first laid eyes on that set as the cast did, and it was just that moment of just feeling like, wow, I am in a whole new world, and this feels amazing, and I don't want to leave. Like, I truly did not want to leave Shiz University. The movie just takes you throughout every hallway to you just feel the breeze. You truly feel it. It's amazing. The set is amazing. Now, this whole color debate that I was seeing online, not quite sure why that was such a big thing. I personally feel that when I saw the film, the color looked pretty good. Like, there were the moments where when there was color, and it was well balanced. Elphaba's skin looked amazing, and Glinda looked amazing. So it just all looked well balanced. So I'm not quite sure as to why that's been such a debacle, the whole color situation. I mean, I understand that vibrancy, that's just, you know, to each his own. Some people prefer, you know, a film to look incredibly vibrant. Some prefer it to be just a bit toned down. I personally feel like they had a nice balance, so it wasn't really much of a deal, you know, to me. So, no, color looked perfectly fine. I thought the characters looked great. No one really looked fleshed out. So, yeah, that's just a whole bunch of Oz chatter, if you will. So, yes. You know, but moving on. So I'm just really, I think what I want to do is I think I need to find the books. I believe there's books that you can read that can give you more of the story of the behind, I guess, scenes of this friendship between Glinda and Elphaba. So I definitely think I want to get into the books. Not only to get more context as to their friendship, but also I kind of want to go ahead and get into the books, because part two, this is going to be broken down into two parts. So this is Wicked part one. Part two will be coming out a year from now. So I think I want to go ahead and do my Oz research and see what goes on into part two, so that way I can see exactly how that will translate into the film. I just can't wait a year to just know. I'm going to have to find a way to get some tea on what's happened now that Elphaba has been exiled. So, yes, I'm going to need to know that ASAP. And, yes, so just to give a little quick backstory for those who are not familiar, and this is not a spoiler, basically the whole premise of Wicked is kind of like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and it gives you basically the origin of Glinda, who was actually originally called Galinda, and Elphaba, who, as we all know, is the Wicked Witch of the West. So it gives you pretty much a backdrop of who they are, and you know, just basically them crossing paths at Shiz University and how that all created this friendship that originally seemed to look like it just wouldn't work, and it ended up becoming a magical connection that was beyond both of their wildest dreams. And it's just so beautiful, because I just found myself just so in love with all the characters. This movie just does a great job with just making you fall in love with every character, and then there are also some that you just despise. Yes, I just have extreme distaste right now, of course, for the wizard, and also for Miss Madame Morble. So yes, you too. Yeah, and Nessa Rose. Yes, you too. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Y'all three. Y'all three. Yes. Madam Morrible, the wizard, and Nessa Rose, y'all three on the docket. And for good reason. And you will be dealt with. You absolutely will. And that's just that on that. But I really truly loved it. I know it was pretty long, but they did a good job of keeping the pace of the movie to keep you interested. It was action packed. So although it was a musical, I really felt like there was enough action placed in necessary moments to keep you engaged. And even with the dialogue and just the music itself, it had a really good pace to keep you really in. To be honest, I know it was like nearly 3 hours, and I feel like it really could have been longer. I could have stuck around for a good, you know, extra 45 minutes. I would have been good. So yes, next time, hey, we can bump it up to three and a half hours, four hours, whatever. I'm down. I'm definitely down, especially since we have part two coming. So I definitely feel like, you know, if y'all want to do a deluxe with that DVD release and give us some extra, you know, 30 minutes, maybe, I don't know. But I definitely feel like we're owed a little extra since we have to wait a year to know what actually happens in Oz and the arrival of Dorothy. Now, Ariana, listen, the Oscar is yours. Baby girl did everything you did what needed to be done. Like Glinda, when I say the performance of a lifetime, the Oscar is yours. And I really do feel bad for any other girls that are coming up against you. Ariana as Glinda was just everything. Her comedic timing was everything. The way her little mom, even when she wasn't speaking, She was so great. Like, she just jumped off the screen. And, you know, she's so tiny, but yet she's so big in this movie with her personality. Her singing is just off the charts. So I'm just truly impressed. She reminded me of a mix between Lottie from Princess and the Frog and... there's another character that she kind of reminds me of, but definitely Lottie from Princess and the Frog. Oh, and the character from Legally Blonde. So those two, she definitely gives me a mix of those two. She's just hilarious. I just feel like she's a front runner for sure for Best Supporting Actress. So they might as well go ahead and engrave her name on that award. Cynthia simply just sings you into oblivion. Like, her vocals are just beyond, just they're just, she just, I, there's no way to even describe what she does in the final scene with Defying Gravity. Like, she completely just soars. The climax, the emotion, it's so massive. Like, it just completely leaves you breathless. Like, the end of that film left me completely breathless. I could not breathe. It was a masterpiece. There's no way for me to just get around it. It was a complete masterpiece. The entire just build up of that moment. And we all know everyone is just expecting that big moment, because Defying Gravity is just one of the biggest songs in Broadway. Cynthia absolutely nails it. Like, she nails it. And she adds soul. Like, there's a sense of, there's this aspect of soul that Cynthia just adds to this character that just basically just, it makes it so colorful, so loud, so unapologetic, which is everything Black women are. Her character is just the best representation of just Black women and how they have to come into spaces and they don't want to be radical. They don't want to be angry. They are just passionate. They are strong, and their powers are always misinterpreted. And they're beautiful. And because they're different and because they do not have the same complexities as the majority around them, they are taunted. They're asked to work two times harder just to even be approved or accepted. And it's, you know, it's, they know their worth. And Elphaba just, to me, represents that so well. And just the idea of just being a strong Black woman and having to just constantly just fight the fight to just be free and be yourself and be an advocate of love and just to just go against hate and try to change the minds of those who just honestly don't even know any better. They did a beautiful job. I loved it, and I cannot wait till part two. Definitely going to make sure I do more research on Wicked and see what's going on with part two. Have y'all seen the movie? If so, let me know your thoughts. Did you think Ariana did a great job as Glinda? Did you think Cynthia did a great job as Elphaba? What were your thoughts on the set, the music? Did y'all sit through the whole thing? Did some of y'all get up and leave? I definitely sat through the whole thing. My date and I, we both enjoyed the film. So, yes. Oh, my God. And I just bought some Wicked merch yesterday. So, going to be rocking that soon. Are you Team Glinda or Team Elphaba? I am definitely right now. I can say I'm Team Glinda only because I feel that there's just more to her that I feel we need to see. And although based on her decisions in the film, I do feel that, you know, there's a lot of accountability that needs to be taken just based off of her development as a character throughout the film. I can definitely see her taking that accountability in part two. So we shall see. But nah, movie was amazing. Universal Pictures, you all just set the standard for what a musical should be. Moving forward, I don't want no excuses. Wicked said we're gonna show y'all how a musical should be done. So sit back, relax, and take some notes. So that's going to be all for today's session. And, you know, once again, and as always, make sure you lead with love and kindness. Peace out. And always make sure you're defying gravity. No, we're not going to do the note. Peace out, y'all.